On Maximum Rock and Roll. We'll be right back.
to another episode of Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm your host. This is the first show I'm hosting here on Maximum Rock and Roll. My name is Kerry Allen, and I appreciate the guys at Maximum Rock and Roll for giving me a chance to curate a show here for you. And I appreciate you guys. Appreciate you who's listening. And on this show, I think I'm going to showcase some of the scenes here in the region that I'm from, that being Central Appalachia, and small town communities, but big on some of the rock scenes. Specifically, there's four specific scenes I think that are strong moving. We're going to showcase at least three of those for you here on this episode. First being probably the fastest growing scene here in Appalachia, and that's the stoner doom scene. We're having a lot of new groups get together and form some great stoner rock and metal, and we're going to showcase some of those for you right now. Let's start that off right now. I'm not going to do a whole lot of talking. I don't really want to showcase some of these bands and songs here in the South, and in particularly Appalachia. And you'll notice in a lot of these bands here tonight, there's a lot of groove in these tunes and in these and from these bands, and I think that really comes from a lot of the traditional country that we grew up listening to here in the region. So let's get right into it. Here is Season of the Witch with their song Mountain Witch. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
And there is just a small sample of some of the stoner doom metal bands, rock bands here in Central Appalachia. And let's go through what we just heard there. That was Buzzhound with their song Werewolves on Pills from their 2023 album Heather and Royalty. And before Buzzhound was Indie Ghost with their song Hex and Sun from their 2016 album Hierophant. And before Indie Ghost was the band Appalachitari with their song Black Jack Chevy from their 2022 album No Life Till Leatherwood. And before Appalachitari, and what started the stoner block there for us, was Season of the Witch with their song Mountain Witch from their Volume 1 album released in 2022. And forgive my amateur mistake there, I forgot to mention the opening track we played on the show, and that was from the band Vespers with the song The Bloodletting on their 2021 EP Door. And now we're going to move along to our Appalachian punk segment block here on Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. And what's interesting about the punk scene here in Central Appalachia was probably, you know, like many of the underground scenes across the nation, was the first. You know, the punk scene was the first that really took a stronghold in the 90s and into the early 2000s. But what's really quite interesting was most of the counties and towns here in Central Appalachia were still dry counties, or in other words, not legally allowed to sell alcohol. So there weren't really many bars or clubs for bands to play. And a lot of these bands were formed out of the youth groups in their churches in the early days of the punk scene here. And so, you know, you'd have, you know, somewhat legitimate Christian bands, and also punk bands who were just disguised as Christian bands so they could play in the churches and the youth group rooms of those churches. And of course, you know, house shows were also really big at the time. So, you know, quite an interesting beginning to the punk scene here in Central Appalachia. But we're going to do some more modern bands here. You know, times have changed, and you know, a lot more bars and clubs and some great punk venues for these bands to play at. And we're going to start out now in this punk block with Nerve Endings and their song Wristband. So here we go.